Hello, everybody out there in podcast land that's looking to find the best way to get their best smile. This is Dr. Dave Esham again, and this is the On the Road podcast that I'm doing about helping you make the best decisions and getting your smile. And just like the last question, I'm here stuck bumper to bumper in the middle of California going south on I-5 because there's been an accident. But it does make it quieter in the car, so you might be able to hear me better now. But our next question is, what are the things that someone should think about when they're choosing a cosmetic dentist? Again, what are the things that someone should think about when they're choosing a cosmetic dentist? And that, I think, is a great question, and that's basically what I've dedicated my podcast to, is giving the public, giving the people that are looking to get their best smile, the information they need to make a good decision for themselves that will give them the smile they want in the best way possible, and in my opinion, meaning minimally invasive without possibly touching their teeth or grinding on their teeth at all, and have something that's they're going to be proud of and last for a long, long time. So that's what my podcast is dedicated to, and actually that's what my dental practice is dedicated to, and my cosmetic dentistry treatments is, you know, finding and deciding the best thing for each patient as to what will satisfy their desires with their smile, and doing it in the most minimally invasive way possible and in the most informed way so that the patient knows exactly what is involved in, with what they're having done. So anyway, so that is a great question. So what should you look for when you're choosing a cosmetic dentist? My other podcasts cover this pretty well. So, you know, look there too, but I'll give you the breakdown in very quick steps. You know, when you're looking to improve your smile, you know, usually you've gone through a road where maybe you were happy with your smile when you were younger. And then over time, you know, your teeth have changed. Either they've moved or rotated or turned dark or chipped, or, you know, you may not have, you know, the youngest looking skin anymore. And you are starting to notice that, and hey, with a better smile, my overall appearance would look nicer. But we see those kind of patients all the time. And then you're to the point, well, you know, I'd like to have a nicer smile. And the unfortunate thing that happens is usually people think cosmetic dentistry is porcelain veneers, that those are equal. If you do cosmetic dentistry, you're going to get porcelain veneers. And so the first step in looking for a cosmetic dentist is finding one that has multiple modalities of treating you. So if somebody only knows how to do porcelain veneers and you go to them as a cosmetic dentist, guess what you're going to get? You're going to get porcelain veneers. It's that same story if all you have is a hammer, everything you see is a nail. And that's not the case. There's other ways for you to get a great smile without having to do porcelain veneers and grind on your teeth. You could do a bonding procedure, and in our office we do an advanced bonding procedure called BioClear. Or you can do something as simple as Invisalign and not have your teeth ground on at all. And so the first thing you should look at is what modalities does that cosmetic dentist have, and what expertise do they have in terms of cosmetic dentistry. And you should look, well, do they do porcelain veneers? Do they do bonding? And then do they do orthodontic movements, which basically is Invisalign to a large part? So, yeah, you need to make sure that they do those and that they do a good amount of them. The next thing I would look at is their reviews. Have they made their patients happy in the past? And that is something that, you know, most people check now. but something that you need to look at, you know, when you're choosing a cosmetic dentist. And I would look at particularly reviews on how someone's smile turned out to them, how they went there, were asking for a new smile, and this dentist performed whatever they felt was necessary, and that they're happy with their smile. And not just that they came there and they had a cleaning and they loved the hygienist, or they came there and they had a crown and they loved the way the front office treated them, or the way the doctor treated them getting a crown. You want to know how the doctor treated them doing cosmetic dentistry. So you're looking at reviews, you're looking at the different tools that this cosmetic dentist should have in their toolbox, you know, those three that I talked about. You're looking at the reviews, of course, and then there's another way to find out and review this a potential cosmetic dentist, and that is seeing their cases that they've done. Have they done porcelain veneer cases? And you look at their cases and you look, oh, would I be happy with that result that this patient got before and after? So you're looking at their before and after pictures for porcelain veneers. Then you're looking at their before and after pictures for a bonding procedure. Or in my office, you'd see a bioclear procedure, which is an advanced form of bonding. And then you would also look at their Invisalign cases, if Invisalign is something they do. So those three modalities are important. Those three modalities you need to see the before and after pictures at. So those are the three things you need to look at. And then from there, I would look to find out about the cosmetic dentist. And usually in somebody's website, there's an about section and they have something about the doctor. And there I would look for the doctor's training. What training specifically have they had in cosmetic dentistry? Had they gone to an institute? Do they have a credential? Like, I have my credential in cosmetic dentistry from the American Academy of Cosmetic Dentistry, which is the biggest cosmetic dentistry organization in the world. And I put together my cosmetic dentistry cases and presented it to the higher ups there in the academy, and they had to critique my cases and pass me to get my credential. There's other cosmetic dentistry teaching institutions that you go there and you get taught mostly just how to do porcelain veneers, but you don't necessarily have a credential from them. So look at how the doctor was trained and see what advanced training they've had. So those are the things I'd look at. I'd look at reviews. I'd look at the doctor's training. I would look at the doctor's before and after cases. And then I would look to see if the doctor has training in not only porcelain veneers, but other cosmetic dentistry modalities like bonding and like tooth movements or orthodontic movements and Invisalign. So those three modalities are important. And then that way you are assured that you're going to a competent cosmetic dentist. And then lastly, the next step you'll take is once you make a choice of that, you would go in and have a consultation. And in the consultation, you would get a feeling for the doctor. You'd get a feeling for the doctor in terms of, do they listen to you? And then did they understand you? Not only are they listening, but did they understand what your desires were? And then did they give you more than one option to get to the cosmetic situation that you would like to have? Would they go over the pros and cons of those? Would they give you an estimate for the cost of treatment? And then from there, you can make a decision as to how you feel about that cosmetic dentist and about how you feel about the different options they give you from a cosmetic dentistry solution. So that's my answer. I appreciate my team asking me that question. And if you want to know more about this, take a look at my other podcasts. In those podcasts, I talk about Invisalign versus porcelain veneers. I talk about in porcelain veneers versus Bioclear. And I talk about all the other different modalities of cosmetic dentistry that are important to a patient to understand so that they can make a good decision for themselves as to where and how to be treated. So thank you for listening. More from the road coming later.
All right,
we're still here on the road, going south on the 5 on the west coast of California. And I've come to a stop because there's been an accident. So again, this is Dr. Dave Esham answering questions on the road for this special broadcast and podcast. So the next question is from my team. And again, I thank my team for them contributing to this podcast. The question is a regular dentist the same as a cosmetic dentist? Or the way I like to word it is a general dentist the same as a cosmetic dentist? And that's an important question because it's important if you're choosing to have your smile redone and you are choosing to go to what someone says is a cosmetic dentist, that you know who you're seeing. And so some people, you know, think, oh, well, my dentist says he does cosmetic dentistry, so that's okay. And it could be. It could be. But you need to be informed before you make a decision on something as important as your smile and using cosmetic dentistry to enhance your smile. And so I have a prejudiced opinion, and I'll be right up front with that with you, that a general dentist is not the same as a cosmetic dentist. Now, can a general dentist do porcelain veneers? Yes. Can a general dentist do bonding? Yes. Can a general dentist do Invisalign? Yes. But are they trained to the degree that they can give you your best smile in the most minimally invasive way? Would be the question in my mind if somebody from my family was calling me from New York and they wanted to enhance their smile. And they said, well, I went to Dr. Smith here in Manhattan, and he does porcelain veneers, and he does bonding, and he does Invisalign. So, okay, well, that's a good first step. But what's more important is, how often does he do each of those? And then how much training have they had? And then how often do they do that in their office weekly? So those would be some of the first questions I'd ask that family member if they called me from, you know, New York City. I'd also ask them to think about, well, have you seen any of their cases? Have you seen their Invisalign cases? Have you seen their porcelain veneer cases? Have you seen their bonding cases? And a good or excellent dentist that it says they're a cosmetic dentist and would want to have to see those cases. But generally, a general dentist is not the same as a cosmetic dentist. They haven't gone through the training. They haven't had the experience, and they haven't done the cases, nor do they have pictures of those cases that they've done that are available for patients to see. So, in my opinion, a general dentist is not the same as a cosmetic dentist, but you also need to know that any dentist can call themselves a cosmetic dentist. There's not a license, there's not a process, there's not an application that you have to do in order to say you're a cosmetic dentist. You know, so you need to be aware of that, that just because someone says they're a cosmetic dentist doesn't mean they have the kind of expertise that I just spoke of. So be aware of that. A general dentist isn't the same as a cosmetic dentist. And if you want a good, minimally invasive, nice smile at the end of your treatment. So make sure you do your research. Make sure you learn to ask the right questions. You need to ask, how many of these cases do you do a week or a month or a year? Do you know how to do those three things, which is Invisalign, bonding, and porcelain veneers, because you want to make sure that they do the right thing for you. And as a trained cosmetic dentist, you know how to do the right thing. But as a general dentist that does cosmetic dentistry, for the most part, they're not going to have those three tools in their toolbox, nor have they used those tools enough to have expertise at it, nor will they have pictures of their cases to show you that they can do things like that. So back to the question and back to the answer, and thank you for listening to me. A general dentist is not the same as a cosmetic dentist, in my opinion, because a cosmetic dentist has more training, more cases, and more expertise under their belt than a average general dentist. So thank you for that question, team, and we will go on to the next question.